Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today we have a special guest joining us on the phone, Wayne Burton, who is one of the musicians that we feature here on the Music Channel. Wayne, thank you for joining us today. We're glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Tell us how you began writing music.
I think music is kind of built in for me. My mom tells me when I was 3 years old, I was picking out melodies on the piano. And so it's kind of been inside. But as far as that point where I wanted to actually write finished songs and share a message that way, probably in my teenage years. I started out as love songs and things like that, but turned into more songs that expressed my faith.
So is that your favorite music to write, would you say? It would be songs about your faith?
It is, and I write a lot of different styles. I actually write country music, and I'm in Nashville a couple times a year with that, and I write other styles too, but I think at the end of the day, the ones where I just feel so powerfully like I did something important, those are the ones that, you know, that express my faith or praise the Savior. It's a different level than the other music that I write, which is just simply more for entertainment.
Everyone who writes music writes it differently. Some start with the lyrics, some start with a melody. How do you normally compose a song?
I'd say that often from a lyrical perspective, there's an idea, of course a theme, but maybe even a lyrical idea that's at the start. But the music comes quite quickly and freely. And so that's usually the majority of what's written first is the music, and then fleshing out the lyrics as we go along. You know, most people do have a strength more leaning one way or the other. And for me, it would be the music. But over the years, you know, certainly I'm hoping, you know, improve my trade as a lyricist too. And that comes along too. The music and lyrics are so much hand in hand that the lyrics aren't far behind.
Your music is wonderful. So whichever comes first is secondary, really. You have a practice as a family physician. And you're also a husband and father of five. How do you balance all of those interests?
There admittedly is some juggling going on, but, you know, as many years ago that I was kind of at that crossroads of, do I go full-time music? Do I go full-time medicine? And made the decision to go with pursuing the medical career. But, you know, music, as a lot of people know, is a real passionate thing, and it's a muse that you can't get rid of sometimes. And so I really decided somehow I'm going to do both. And the music, fortunately, has been able to spread and be enjoyed in quite a lot of places in people's lives, even though my daytime is spent doing medicine. And a lot of my musical work is done late at night, kind of at the sacrifice of some sleep, and once the kids are all tucked into bed and things like that. And at least as far as the creative part of it, creating songs and some of the recording. It's tricky, but you know, it gives me some balance, really, because medicine can be quite intense and push a lot from different angles, too. And the artistic side just gives me some release time as well.
Do your patients know that you're a musician as well?
They do. Believe it or not, I got my CDs out on the shelf, on the countertop in the clinic, especially around Christmas time. But they know that, and a lot of them are curious and interested in you know, when did I perform lately and where was it? And I try not to be away too much for music either, because they have needs and need to be in. But, you know, therapeutic avenues for people come in a lot of different ways, and a lot of them are curious because they know music can be so much a therapy for people as well. And so there is some crossover there. I don't practice them together, but they have a lot of similarities in some ways.
I have heard of a lot of people using music, even if you're just listening to it on the radio, if you're in a bad mood or having a bad day, it seems like a song can definitely lift your spirits and help you feel a little bit better about things sometimes.
Yeah, and that's a lot of people that wouldn't consider themselves musical, but they're on the receiving end of the benefits of music. I see that quite a bit.
How does your belief in God affect your work and your music?
You know, my faith in, as far as a physician, it really does put a perspective on a lot of major things. You know, as a doctor, we deal with, I deliver babies, and we deal with issues right at the start of life, and we I work in palliative care to some degree as well, and end of life. And to me, it gives me that larger view of where we are and where we're going, and I can help people to some degree within the context of what their beliefs and their perspective is, you know, to kind of reinforce some of those positive things that they believe. In music, you know, certainly I thrive on faith-based music and kind of what it does for me. It's not that it's all about me getting something out of doing music, but it does lots for me, and I think that reflects in what it does for other people. As a songwriter of other styles of music too, though, you know, the world has a lot of music out there that seems to be in conflict with some of our beliefs in God. And when I write, I try to write something that's positive and at least consistent with my beliefs, even if it's not a song that's about God or about my faith. It still needs to be consistent with who I am as a person, and I'm a believer, so that guides my writing no matter what style it is.
That's wonderful. We definitely need more quality music in the world, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that we should know about or that you want to tell us?
Well, one thing that's involved in my life a lot is some of my recent music. I have an album called Times Like These, and really the song, which is called Times Like These, is one that captures a lot of what I've been trying to say a lot in my music lately. It's really about the fact that as I look around, I see a lot of turmoil. And, you know, you can always just see the positive, but the reality is there are a lot of people across the country and the world that are suffering, whether it's financially or from war or at least uncertainty. And I wrote this song because I saw that and I thought, you know, the purpose of the Lord coming to the earth and dying for us is so that we can have something strong as a foundation to get through those things. Because we need to get through all of those trials, but yet he doesn't want us drifting and in despair. And so I wrote this song for that purpose. And a couple things that mean a lot to me that kind of tied into that is that we heard of the shooting in Connecticut at the school there just after the song was written. And I had just barely recorded it a few days before. And so I dedicated that song to those victims. And if anybody was going through that kind of a moment, it would be those people. And so this is really meant to remind us of where our fortification is. And in my own life, further on around the year after that event, my nephew, who was serving missionary service in Guatemala, was killed in a car accident. And in our own family, we realized how much... Sorry.
You're just fine.
In our own family, we realized how much our foundation of belief in God gave us the strength to get through that and to see things as maybe a bigger eternal plan rather than just a tragedy that gets dumped on us. And so this young man's named Josh Burton, and he's a musician too, so I hope some people will have a chance to hear some of his music. But great guy, and we just recognize that we need to have strength that we get from the Lord, and then the rest of the things will fall into place. And that's what Times Like These tries to teach.
We are actually playing some of Josh's music here on the Mormon Channel. It's interesting how a tragedy strikes when someone is doing so much good. How has your family benefited from, I want to say, you know, having something to remember Josh by is in terms of his music? Has that been a helpful thing, that he's almost kind of left something for you?
It is. And, you know, every person that goes has things that they leave in different ways. But if someone says, what's Josh's passion? Besides his passion, certainly as a missionary and in the gospel, it is music. It's all about music. And for him to have a recording, I helped him produce the album. To have a recording that has his face on the front and has his expression musically on the inside, it really is an amazing keepsake. And for a lot of people that didn't know him personally but felt affected by that event, they have the music and can keep on benefiting from it.
That is kind of a really wonderful way to remember someone by, is just to have some of their music, because you have their influence really always with you, even when they're not here anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
So was your new album, Times Like These, I want to make sure I understand that right. Was it that one song that was influenced by Josh, or was there other music on that was also influenced by his passing?
Well, he passed after most of the music was recorded. And Times Like These, the song was recorded before he passed away.
Okay.
But, you know, the theme of the song and the circumstances around the world just prompted it initially. But sometimes you write a song about kind of general things that everybody else experiences.
Yeah.
And then you end up with your own experience that just reinforces, you know, I wrote this song kind of for everybody else, but now it's for me.
Isn't that interesting how that happens?
Yeah, because as a songwriter, you're a storyteller, and part of your role is to look at what someone else might need to hear that's very specific to them, and to touch them in a part of their life that they're going through. And not every song you write is immediately part of what you're going through. I know it's a lot of songwriters it is, but for me, I'm often kind of casting the net wide and trying to reach all different people and all different situations that they're in.
That's really quite wonderful. I actually was talking to a musician the other day that said he does that same thing. He tries to keep his music a little more generic so that a wider group of people can benefit.
It's a tricky balance from a creative standpoint, because you want them to feel this song was written for me, because then it really makes the most difference to them. But in doing that, can you write it general enough that it's for each person?
Yeah.
And with faith-based songs, you know, there is that common thread that so many people have that is immediately going to be something they connect with.
Wayne, thank you for joining us today. We're grateful that you could spend some time with us via the phone, and we wish you well in your continued music and all the good that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
It was great having Wayne Burton join us via telephone today. And in closing, we'd like to leave you with a quote from President Thomas S. Monson from the First Presidency Christmas Devotional, December 2009, entitled The Spirit of the Season.
The Christmases we remember best generally have little to do with worldly goods, but a lot to do with families, with love, and with compassion and caring.
That's our show for today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, Christmas stories, or inspirational stories, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled One Life, and it's, of course, featuring Wayne Burton. Thanks again for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
After all the celebration, when the bright lights fade away, will there be one life lifted higher? Will anything have changed? How can one life make a difference? What could I do on my own? The things we hope for most this Christmas are only wishes. Do we just believe we're precious as we are and find it in our hearts? We'll see that wishes do come true if we will find that place inside and love just like a child. We'll realize just one life can do.
This year I will love more freely, touching one life at a time. And if somehow it reaches but there's a fire inside that binds us. The light will find us if we just believe.